Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here tonight to do some more fabulous healings for everyone. And like we always say in the past, all you have to do is just show up and just relax, and these light beings will start to do some work with you. So we're going to have a wonderful night on relaxation tonight at the very end of the show. So I want you to just kind of sit back and relax, and you're going to be tuning into your spirit this evening. So we'll have Sylvia come on here for a moment here. Are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Hello. Good evening, and welcome to all of our listeners, and we hope you're having a wonderful end to your week, and ready for the nice long weekend. And we have a really nice show planned for you tonight, like Ron was mentioning a minute ago, where we're going to bring in some beautiful energies and do some special healings on the ship as well to get everyone relaxed and in a wonderful space at the close of your work week and to get you ready for the weekend. So we hope you'll stay with us for some very beautiful healings, and if you'd like to call in, you can. And then also, as recommended by one of our listeners the other day, there's the fast chat, which you can click on. If you have a question for Ron or something you'd like to comment on, but you don't want to call, or you're concerned about interrupting a healing, but you'd still like to get a message to us, it's very easy to do. You just click on Creation Lightship, and then you'll see in the place where usually you go to look for the picture of the light being, above that a little bit, there's a box, a rectangular box, and it's got the BBS phone numbers listed there. And then it says Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat, and you just click on the Fast Chat, and then you can easily send in a message. So that's something you can do, and we'll keep our eyes on it throughout the show and answer any questions that you have. So we hope to hear from you, and I think we're going to start out tonight by getting you more in your body, and over to you, Ron, for doing some entity clearing and some soul retrieval.
Okay, so just like we said, sit back and relax. I'm going to start releasing some entities from you right now. And we do this on, I think, every show. This is to get you more into your body so you're able to function more with your divine part of you. And we're doing some entity releasing right now. So again, just kind of relax. You may feel energies leave your body as this process starts here. And we're just collecting more of who you are now in your body. And I'll count to 10 as you reintegrate more. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll do some more clearing here. So getting rid of some more of these entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, get rid of some more here. Bring more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do another release here. So this is working real fast this evening. The light ship is helping out a lot for everyone. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, you should feel a little more together, a little stronger in your body. And we're going to put some more energy in. There we go. This is more of your spirit coming. So we're going to work with the bottom part of you. Work with your legs. So we're going to take out entities out of your legs. This way you can kind of focus on the energy. Some people just don't kind of understand, or they may not know what's happening, and they're kind of feeling their body different places. We're going to work with your waist on down right now. So work with your legs and your feet and taking out entities out of those here. There we go. There we go. Beautiful. Now we're going to bring more of your spirit into your legs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, do some more clearing on your legs. There we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work with your center part of your body. We'll just go do the whole body now from the waist above to your head. Your spirit normally likes going there anyway. So here we go. Getting some entities out. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more of you is coming back. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And take out some more entities. Perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, you should be a little more in your body now. And that should feel very good to you. Normally when you're in your body, you're going to feel a little heavier. So if you feel heavy, that's okay. When you get really light, it means you're out of your body. And if you happen to have a mirror handy, just check and look inside. Look in the mirror, look into your eyes, and you may see a lot more depth inside of you as you look into the mirror. Some people emit a lot of light out of their eyes, and you can like go into your eye and it'll look like you're going into the divine itself for some people. So it's very nice to do. So we're going to do the heart-mind connection now, since you're more in your bodies. And this we do on every show too. This is a way that you can connect to yourself, your divine spirit of who you are. And if you'd like to visualize, don't meditate though, but just visualize on your forehead, we'll say, just this is where your consciousness would be, your waking consciousness. And you can visualize like an elevator number 10, and we're going to be going down into your heart, and that'll be the first floor, number 1. And you can visualize like a little arrow that you see on elevators going down, and then each time I say a number, it goes down one little click until it hits number 1 in your heart. And you're going to merge your waking consciousness, your mind, with your heart. So you're going to be heart-centered. So here we go. Dropping down from your head to your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time for everybody. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So you should feel like your whole thinking ability, your consciousness, is in your heart center right now. And this is where you want to go for your own particular spiritual guidance. This is kind of a must for everybody to get there. Your guidance that you normally would look at or go to would more than likely be in your head. And you could get false information that way. And if an entity wants to come into you to use your body, it can also give you false information. So it's best to go to your heart. That way you get your own perfectly true, 100% divine truth. Okay. Anything that you'd want to say or comment on, Sylvia?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to mention that for myself, and I hope for the listeners as well, that when you do that heart centering, it's really a calming, peaceful experience. And when you go, you know, and go out and do whatever you're going to do from that position of being heart centered, it's just wonderful because you don't get rattled, you don't get upset. Life is good when you're coming from your heart. So it's a great thing to, you know, if you feel kind of unsettled in the middle of your day, or you feel kind of thrown off balance or a little thrown off guard, just take a minute and you can do that elevator technique yourself just any time throughout the day to just kind of sink back into your heart center and get that feeling back and then proceed with your day, and it should go very smoothly for you if you do that. So it's a wonderful little technique. And I think from here, what we're going to do tonight is Ron's going to bring in some divine energies, which will help us further and kind of turn each one of our houses or rooms that we're sitting in into a little sanctuary for this evening, full of divine energy and healing energy. So over to you, Ron. I think we talked about possibly bringing in Mother Mary for people tonight.
Yes, so we'll do that. So we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. This is her first cause energy. So Mother Mary has come to our planet with different energies, different frequencies of vibration. And what we're going to bring in is her original vibration of her frequency. And so this will be the pure essence of her. And it'll be a little more in wholeness than what she has probably been here as her incarnations or as people have perceived. So here she comes here. And this again is her complete original vibration here. So we're connecting now with the light ship. The creation light ship created her energy and also created you, your own spirit. And we're now going to bring in Mother Mary into your living room. So we do have people who can sometimes actually see her. You can probably talk about some experiences you had, Sylvia, or what comments you've had from other people, too, if you like. And I'll just start bringing her in right now, okay?
Okay, great. So like Ron was saying, some people have a pretty good gift of vision, and they can see entities or see kind of an outline of a light body, or have, you know, visions like that. For myself, I tend to feel energy more than see it, although I do see a lot of light and a lot of color, but I feel the presence, and you may also. Sometimes you can just close your eyes and relax and just concentrate on what you're feeling around your body, or even hold your hands out with your palms up and just see if you feel anything. The energy will often come to you down, kind of descending through your ceiling and into your room. You may feel a strong presence around your body, or kind of an electric energy, or even tingles, things like that. You may feel your heart center opening up, or you might feel like your chakras or your heart chakra kind of opening. And some people, you know, may not feel anything really at all, and it's fine. It doesn't mean that they're not coming to you. And you can request healing. You can ask for spiritual guidance. Another thing that's wonderful about the presence of Mother Mary is sometimes she'll bring in the kind of a scent of flowers or flower essences with her, sometimes roses, so you may experience something like that. The main thing is just to communicate from your heart to her, ask for healing, ask for guidance, and just be in that wonderful, loving, compassionate space.
Okay, so we're bringing her in now, and she's already in your room, but we'll go a little stronger. So stronger, stronger. Yeah, she feels pretty full strength to me. We'll go a little bit more for people. Stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. So just sit back and relax. You may feel this beautiful energy coming into your room. And we're also going to bring in next an energy of peace. And here comes the peace energy from the creation light ship. And that's going to help you out. Just request healings from each one of these energies here. Remember, they're all conscious. And you must ask to have a healing done, because the light only works in the now. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy. So I'll just increase it here. So stronger. Oh, yeah, it's full strength already. Light beams are really putting this energy out quickly for us this evening. And this peace energy should make you feel a little more relaxed. We're going to bring in an energy which is going to, what's coming through is Dr. Yusui would like to come in. So we'll bring his energy in from the light ship. And Dr. Yusui is a gentleman who, in a sense, founded Reiki through his spiritual life and finding out what the symbols are for special healings with people, etc., and how to connect to it. So Dr. Yusui would like to come in, so here he comes. So stronger. And if you are a Reiki practitioner, you should feel his energy and relate to it very nicely. Stronger. There he is, stronger, there. So if you've had Reiki treatments, you might even recognize the energy of Reiki too. So again, this is a very special energy. So he's there to help you to relieve some of your tension that you may have in your body also.
That's very, very nice.
Yes.
And also, can we bring in, after that, the energy of grace?
Yes, okay. So we'll just deal with this for about a half a minute here. The grace energy is what you want to call upon when everything in your life kind of goes to hell in a handbasket and you don't know what to do. The grace energy will come and sometimes just take away all this negative energy that you've been working with. So here we go. We're bringing the beautiful grace energy from the creation light ship. So here it comes. So stronger, and stronger there. And so if you wish to bring in energies yourself, okay, these divine energies, I've sort of inferred this, but I don't think I've ever really said it. What you want to do with whatever you do in your life to bring in an energy to you, always go into your heart and connect to your spirit first, and then have your spirit bring in that energy. And that's true if you want to bring in, say, Mother Mary or Archangel Michael, because these energies may not be in wholeness if you don't connect to your spirit first. So this is a safeguard for everyone. So definitely go to your spirit first and then bring the energies in, because your spirit has the information for you and knows how to do all this in the divine order, divine way. So you will have a pure connection with these energies. So what we can do next here is bring in the light beam, her energy. So what I'd like you to do is to just click on my Creation Lightship Healings on Don's website. So I'm sure you're already there. So just kind of scroll down. And you're going to see the little blinking flower. If you wish to give us a message, just above the blinking flower, it'll say, that little square box, it'll say Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat. And you can click on that if you wish to give us a little email if you like. And then just scroll down underneath that, you can see this beautiful light beam. And so I have her right in front of me right now. And we're going to activate her. And she's starting right now, so just kind of watch her. And you may start seeing the vibrations change. If you don't see the vibrations or see the colors change on your monitor, or if you don't see her become more three-dimensional, just kind of feel her energy and you're going to see that she's filling the room with this beautiful love energy from the creation light ship. Remember, the light ship works with heart energy, love energy. And for me, she's becoming more three-dimensional right now. How is she for you, Sylvia? What do you perceive there?
Yeah, more dimension, and there's just a lot of light coming off my monitor and a really beautiful feeling. And I kind of put my hands up, and my hands are kind of tingling and buzzing and pulsing from feeling her energy.
Yeah, I can feel that too, yeah. As I move my hand in front of the monitor, it has like a lot of energy there. And if I go to the side of her photo, it's not there until I go in front of her. So we'll increase her energy some more, so get her to come in a little stronger here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There she is. How beautiful. Each time I do this, I'm kind of amazed on how she actually looks, and she just keeps looking at us, you know. So anyway, she'll do some healing tonight for you. You can request her healings. And remember, she'll work through your heart center. And I mentioned before on other shows that there's two types of healing. There's mind healing, which is probably what 98% of the healers use. They use the healing energy from human race consciousness, collective consciousness, which are thoughts that we put out, then you can draw them back to you and do with whatever you wish to with those energies. Or you can use the way Jesus taught and use your heart, go into your spirit. The light ship does not use, in a sense, thought energy to heal. They use heart energy. And so that was probably the reason why, you know, Jesus got killed, because he was using heart energy. Everyone else was using energies outside of themselves. Idol energies, praying to God outside of themselves to use energies for whatever they wanted to. And these energies normally are used for manipulation, because you can manipulate thought to have thought energies work for you. And the way that works is that you use your original heart energy that goes into your mind, and then from there you project a thought form out. And then that thought form can work with the law of cause and effect. Whereas heart energy is more instantaneous, and then you're connected to your own spirit. And your spirit is not connected to the thought energy and these thought pools that are in collective consciousness. Once they're charged up, then at that point you're disconnected from that. So that's kind of the difference. So we want to use heart energy. This is what this show is about, is using heart energy for healings. Well, she's here right now. We can do maybe a glass of water for people if they wish to charge a glass of water. If you get more than a glass of water, this healing will not be, the water will not be attuned to the proper frequencies. There's not enough time for them to do a large container of water. So if you do any charging at all, just get a regular glass of water. Typically eight ounces is what people normally would drink. And if you would right now, just go get a glass of water, and we'll have this light being charged this. And then I'm also offering a week from tomorrow a special healing, and it's a four-hour creation light ship ascension preparation healing. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, California time, and it's 4 hours in length. It feels like about 20 minutes goes by in that 4 hours of time, and we're on the light ship for 3 hours. It's a wonderful experience. I have lots of healings being done for people. We have a lot of the Merkabah energy coming to us. Just many, many things happen. Again, it's all live, so like this show is. And I narrate with the healings that are happening to people. The line's muted, so if you have to move around, you can. And then the last hour, we end up charging 7 containers of water, and that you can get actually gallon containers. And you'll have special light codes in this water for you for the next 7 days. And the water you start to drink on Sunday. So it's a very special event. I do this once a month on the third Sunday. And if you're interested, connect with me. The price is only $60 for a four-hour healing session. Very, very affordable. And it's definitely an eye-opener for a lot of people on what the Creation Light Ship can do. Any other comments you may want to make along these lines, Sylvia?
Oh, absolutely. I've been on two of the Saturday conference calls like you were just talking about, and I have to say that they were completely life-changing experiences for me. The time goes by amazingly quickly because you are suspended kind of out of time and in a sense out of space as well, and in this incredible love energy. It's very powerful. The kinds of things that they tend to do for us on those healings are, they really step it up, I think, for the people that come on that once a month conference call. And it's just been absolutely amazing. Both the times I've done it, the next month for me just was like, it just kept getting, things kept getting better and better. Physically as well as spiritually, and of course the water charging is fabulous also. So it's an experience that you have to kind of do it to really understand what it's like. It's just very, very special. I feel very blessed to have participated in it, and I really look forward to the next opportunity to do that. So if you haven't done it, it's really something else. It's great. And I wanted to ask a question. We've got Don on the fast chat this evening. Hello, Don. So happy that you're listening. And he's asking about whether, Ron, if you have prints of the light being or other of the masters that you bring in, that, you know, you charge the prints and people can get those from you. Do you have any of those available for people?
Yes, what I do is I can send out a copy of the print to people. They're $10 normally. And then from there, we'll make a special time where we can get together on the telephone. And I will put in the divine energy from the light ship. They'll come in and they will actually bless your photo and attune it just for you. So it can be in your hand over the telephone. And it's just quite wonderful to have these light beings charging this photo for you. It's very, very sacred. And it's just for you. And the photos change their colors. They'll become just like the light being on the screen, become more three-dimensional. It's very fascinating to watch at my booth at the expos when I do this. People come around and they just start smiling because they see a change, and it's just incredible. So, yes, I do have photos that I can charge, you know, for you with the light beams. Just contact me, and we can send one out to you, and then it'll be charged in your hands at a future date here. It takes about a week normally to, you know, for the mail system. So we're going to have the water charging right now. So if you all have a glass of water in front of you, just kind of hold it in your hands. Remember, it needs to be about 12 ounces. Anything more, that they're not going to want to charge because it doesn't have enough time to do that. So you don't want to short yourself on the energy. And the energy from the light ship is not like what it is here. Some people think they can take like a teaspoon of water and put it into a couple gallons. It'll be the same. But their water is actually different. And so it doesn't work the same as what's taught down here with the water charging. So here we go. Hold your hands on both sides of the water container, and I have mine in front of me here. This will take probably about 20 seconds. And this beautiful light being is going to transmit the energies that you need into your heart center, connecting to your own spirit. This is the way they work. And the energy is going to go through your arms to your fingers, and you may actually feel your hands kind of buzz. And she's starting right now. And this is going to be a wonderful experience, drinking your divinely charged water. They put in special light codes for you, which will help your body to during this process here of ascension. There we go, about 5 more seconds to go, and the water is charged. So just to take your water now and have a sip of it and just see how it tastes. A lot of times you want a whole mouthful, so I'm going to have mine right now. Yeah, it's good. Mine's very, very wet this time. Very, very wet. I need to get some more. So hang on a second. I must need more water.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, mine's very juicy, very wet.
I felt that the energy she was putting out into the water was exceptionally strong tonight.
Yes. So we have about a half an hour left on the show here. I'll have to check. Anybody come through on the fast chat yet, Sylvia? I'll have to click on mine to see if I have anything here. I haven't done it yet here.
Yeah, we've... John and I have been chatting back and forth. So about the light being, and he's seeing her eyes very intense tonight, which I also felt, and I asked him if he's, you know, really feeling that love energy from the light being, and he said he definitely did, so that's great. So thank you, John. Wonderful comments. Ron, I thought we could talk a little bit about something that you were doing at the beginning of the show just to help kind of to really understand how that works. As we go through life and through experiences and encounter upsets or difficulties or pain or emotional problems or traumas, can you talk a little bit about what happens to our spirit and how, you know, we get fragmented off, and the importance of kind of collecting that all back up and how that works?
Yeah, sure. Your spirit, since it was created with divine love energy, which is what's on the creation light ship, the light ship never created darkness, so darkness does not exist for them, although they have to deal with it because, you know, it's here. But your spirit basically was created in divine love. And whenever you judge something, that separates you from spiritual truth and puts you into duality. And then that duality is what makes your spirit leave your body. So whenever you get upset, being angry, that actually pops out part of your spirit. Remember that your spirit's only in the moment. And so if we just look and we just say, you know, each time, each second is a moment. If you're angry for a half an hour, you're losing a lot of your spirit energy because it looks out of your eyes and it goes, oh, I can't handle this low vibrational energy because it's in judgment and you're angry, so it pops part of it out. And then another part of your spirit looks out of your eyes and it goes, I can't handle this either, and it's gone. So you keep leaking your energy out of you. And your spirit then goes somewhere else. It's just too hard to be here. So at that point, you want to call it back and have it heal before it comes back to you. Your spirit can also leave you if you do anything that alters your mind with drugs. Naturally, people, I'm sure they realize that if you look at, say, a typical pot smoker, for instance, their eyes are always glossed over. And even if they take one or two hits a week or something, if they have glossed over eyes, they're not home. That's the first way to know who you're dealing with and if they're going to hold their spirit frequency and if they're actually going to be responsible to other people around them, because if they're not home, you don't know who you're talking to, which is a very sad situation. And most people in a family situation, they may have one of their family members who could be on drugs or something. And at that point, you know, they hold the body as being the person that they raised with the morals that they gave them. But when an entity comes in, it's just a different person entirely. But they have all this heart pain because they feel the grief, and they don't know why, you know, poor Johnny's acting or Sally's acting the way they are. Well, it's not them. You're holding the body as far as genetics as a part of you, but it's not the same person. And so it's just very, very sad. So if you take anything that alters your mind, then you go out of your body, you force your spirit out, you kick it out of your body, because it's your free will that's doing this, and it may not ever come back to you. So this is why you want to do, a spirit cleansing. Plus, if you do some damage to your brain, then it could be even worse having your spirit come in. So the next thing is hurting yourself. So that, there's actually three ways that your spirit leaves you. One, through being upset, being in judgment a lot. The next thing is, you know, taking drugs. And the third thing is if you have physical body pain. So if you have physical body pain, that definitely attracts entities, and your spirit can leave you. So if your spirit leaves, something else will come in. Remember, your spirit does not know about physical pain, and it doesn't want to live in that pain energy. So at that point, it's gone. And then, you know, again, you want to recall your spirit back, kick out the entities. So remember, if you're not home, who is? So you have to remember that. It's like having a glass full of water. If your glass is filled, your spirit will not come back to your body because there's no place for it to be. So you have to release the entities. So then you need to call upon the part of you that's home to kick out the entities. You have to do your own little process to get them out and to bring your spirit back in again. And it's something that you have to do yourself. It can't be done by, practitioners can do it, but you know, you need to know this yourself to do it yourself because it's so important. And this is going to prevent you from not ascending if you don't get in your body fully. So did I cover enough on that, Sylvia, or is there anything that you could add or that I need to add?
Well, that's great information, and also we have a message from Nancy on the fast chat, and she's saying that physical healing won't last unless you clear the emotional body. And, you know, it's so interesting as far as that goes. You know, it's kind of like when you, on a physical level, like people will go to a chiropractor, for example, just as an analogy, to get an adjustment. And because they don't do muscle work and their tight muscles are pulling on the spine and pulling it out of position, that adjustment usually doesn't last very long because they haven't worked on the whole body. They're just adjusting the spine. And it can be very much like that as far as the physical healings go. If you haven't cleared the densities and all the stuff that's happening with the emotional body and gotten rid of that, it can oftentimes kind of, water down the physical healing or keep it from being a permanent healing. So maybe you can talk a little bit more about that emotional clearing that you do and how that's very important for people who want to have the ascension work and do the physical healing.
Yeah, that is true. So thank you, Nancy, for commenting on that. Yeah, in order to have a physical healing, the reason why you don't heal is, number one, your emotions are taking the energy of the healing. So when you invoke healing to yourself, the emotional body that lives off your spirit energy will suck that energy right up. And so the judgment that it's carrying attached to you is going to prevent the healing, plus it kind of, you know, recycles and, you know, brings in more dense energy to you sometimes. And that emotional body needs to be cleared for healing to take place so your physical body can get it. So it's in the way of the divine helping you. And the next thing is, how much do you have in your body as far as your spirit energy? You know, if you're, like most people, only 20% in your body, then at best, you could only get a 20% healing because you have to be fully in your body to accept all the energy so your body can integrate with your spirit fully. And so that's the two main things. There's other bodies, too. I do a feeling body. I do a sensory body. I do a pain body. I do a past life in this lifetime, which takes away emotional traumas from you from the past that are kind of deeply hidden in you. That's the fee for that one's $200. I can do a clearing from your where your spirit has been in its past lives, and it goes through your genetics then, and it clears everyone out in your ancestry, which is very, very nice, and that can help other people too. I do an Immaculate Conception where I go back 10 months, and then I go 10 weeks, and then 10 hours, and on down to your conception. So what happens is this clearing clears the mental energy, your mental body, and your emotional body of your parents. So I do a male and a female clearing there. And then you're conceived with the beautiful spark energy of the creation light ship. This divine energy actually is with the conception process where the sperm meets the egg. So if you look at it in worst cases, maybe both of your parents were intoxicated completely. When that happens, naturally, you're not holding your mental energies, so your spirit has to leave. That's what I said. If you're not in your full consciousness, your spirit's not there. So if both your parents, you know, were, say, drunk or high on drugs and they conceived you, then where's your spark energy of conception? It's going to go through and do it as far as, you know, just the way the biological body works, but your spark energy and your conception won't be there. So this way, it rewrites your history on your conception. Very, very beautiful healing. And then I also do a healing where I go back, and we go from this point in time back to your initial first incarnation off the source energy. So it goes back through all your spirit's lifetimes. And sometimes that will affect you here. So it's a very interesting process. But I do many, many healings, but yeah, the whole thing is, the most important thing you can ever do for yourself is to clear your emotional body in this lifetime so you can help your ascension process to get your spirit more with you.
We've got two questions from Nancy and a couple questions from Don for you, Ron. So let's take up Nancy's questions first because they relate to this emotional clearing. So she's asking, is there a way that we can clear our emotional bodies on our own? Some people don't have the funds to do that. So what can they do? And for someone who's in physical pain all the time, she's wondering, does that mean that the spirit does not stay with the person?
Typically, yes, I would say that. What I'd ask Nancy, how does her eyes look? Is her eyes kind of dull looking, or are they kind of bright? And maybe have her sample other people's eyes and compare them, okay? So the physical pain does cause problems, but it depends how much pain it is. You see, there's, you know, a little pain is okay, a lot of pain may not be good. And so the next question is, how do you clear your own emotional body? I think it's very difficult. I've worked with people who have spent, one person said he spent about $15,000 so far in his lifetime, and he worked with some really high-level practitioners for about 10 years, and he wasn't cleared, and he put a lot of money out, and I did him for like $300, and he got cleared. I know Dianetics does clearing where they put you on this little machine. I don't know what they charge. I'm sure it's a lot more than $300. But all you can do is take each judgment that you have, that you can think of, and just keep working. What the light ship told me is that if you had to work on yourself for one whole lifetime, continuous, it would take you 10 lifetimes to clear this lifetime right now. So that's kind of what I was told. But I would look at all your judgments and start releasing them out of your body. And so a technique that I have done myself a long, long time ago is that I went to a shopping mall and I just sat down in one of the chairs at one of the food courts there, and I just started watching people. And I started judging them. Each time a person would walk by, and naturally, you know, it's a very busy place, and I'd write down on a piece of paper what I didn't like about the person walking in front of me. And then I would now release the energy out of my body as I saw that. So an example is, we'll say I saw somebody that maybe weighed, let's just say 400 pounds, right? A really obese person. So I say, wow, I don't like that. So that means that I have an energy inside of my body that would not accept that, and I was in judgment of that person. So then I'd ask my body to release that energy. And you can ask your spirit to help do this. And you may have to do it more than one time. It may be 100 times. And you know when you're cleared, because all of a sudden, that same person, maybe if you go to the same shopping mall at the same time, maybe they have a routine where they come in there, and maybe after a month they're going to come back, and you're not going to judge them at all because they're overweight. Or you may see somebody, you know, maybe with a ring in their nose or something, you know, and you don't like that. Remember, these are all past life situations that your body has stored inside of it, okay? And maybe you had a nose piercing, 10,000 years ago, and it hurt. And all of a sudden you see somebody who has a nose piercing, and you go, my God, you know, I don't like that. Well, you know, who are you to judge that? So anyway, start judging, and then release the energy out of your body. So that's one technique which you could do. And that will help you to get more into your body, to have your spirit reintegrate with that area that's blocked in your body. So just think of your body as like this area with a bunch of little cubby holes in it. And your spirit has to be in each little cubby hole. And where your spirit is not, it's either an entity in there, or it could be just a blockage that is from some past life, which is preventing your spirit from coming into it. So any way you look at it, you want to become cleared of your emotions. And like I said, the emotional body then will prevent your healings from taking place, because your emotional body needs your spirit energy, needs life force energy to live on. And so if you're stuck in emotions a lot, then it's taking away your spirit energy from you. And that's why entities come into your body, because they have no more host, so they have to find one to live on. And I saw something here, it looks like Don wrote about a twin flame, so I'll just comment on that. Everyone on the planet, except for probably a few people, I think there's only about 200 twin flame energies on the planet here. So when you first conceived, you divide yourself in half. This is after you go from the light ship. And then half of you goes one place, another half goes to another. So you're both out exploring the universe. And that's your home base energy. Well, your home base energy is not available to you because the Galactic Federation and the dark side are preventing you from going to your home base. So you're basically trapped here. At the ascension process, you won't be trapped. But at this point, you basically are, unless I do some healings on you to take you out of this energy. But your twin flame energy is what I do, is I connect you after you have a few healings that I have, so you can hold the spirit energy of your twin flame. And one of those is the emotional clearing. That's very necessary. Remember, your spirit, which is your other half, you won't come into judgment either. So what I do is I connect your twin flame energetically to you, your twin flame energy, wherever it is, on some other planet, I will say, will actually come to you, integrate with your heart energy, and then it will put out a link, a connection between it and you, outside of this universe, so that you can be connected to it. So most people here, except for maybe a few of the people who are living, who actually have seen their twin flame energy, are only half here. So you always have the feeling of like part of you is missing. And that loneliness is very sad, because on other planets you see your twin flame all the time because you're not trapped here. And you also lost the connection to your home base energy. And these are what I do on what I call my 4-in-1 session. It costs $150. And I connect you to the higher parts of you and take you out of your soul family that you're stuck in here, which is why you continue on with the reincarnation process. And what I will say is that since the light ship came 2 years ago approximately, there is no more reincarnation forced on you in this lifetime here, or any lifetimes past that. And so if anybody's doing a clearing on you for future life karma, etc., it does not exist anymore. So don't waste your money, because you're freed now. So you're not going to have to be forced back into this earth plane. So did I cover that information okay, Sylvia? Anything else I need to add on that?
Did we answer the question of is the twin flame typically experiencing a life somewhere else, like, or do they kind of stay at the home base?
No, your twin flame does go out just like you normally would do and experience a lifetime. So so it's out there doing it, and it comes back to the home base after each, maybe after a sleeping, we'll say, goes to the home base and talks to your true spiritual family. The home base energy is all the spirits that are created at the exact same time out the source energy. And so they all go to one home base. It'd be like a high school, we'll just call it that. And they go there, and that's where they are. And if you're created, say, at 12 o'clock p.m., then everybody at 12 o'clock p.m. goes to the same home base. Everybody created at 12 p.m. in 1 second go to another home base. So those are actually your true soulmates, if you want to use that terminology. Reading the fast chat here real quick here from, it's like Nancy, is an emotional healing permanent for the, yes, whatever I do on healings is permanent. It's a one-time healing, and the price is $5 for each year of your life. And this healing works up to the time to when you had the healing. So if you had it today, it would go back from right now back to conception. And it's a permanent one-time healing. You don't have to repeat it ever. Although you may have to do other healings, you know, after this time if you have problems, but it takes away all those imprintings that you have had in your body in this lifetime.
Well, I think
and these imprintings, which are traumas, you see what you've experienced, go down to a zero charge. This is how we work with it. It's at a zero charge, and you're at balance again. So you still have the event that you can see. We'll say that you're in a car accident. You can still see the car accident, but you're not going to have all the mental anguish of having the car accident and everything else that happened to you. You just see it, and it'll be, oh, well, this is a car accident, just like it happened to someone else. Where now, if you look at it, it might be very scary to look at, and your intestines might do a jump and a twist, and you may want to throw up or something, but those energies leave you instantly during this healing. So some people actually have, it's like a past life review, and this is actually being born again of the spirit, because your spirit can come fully into you with these densities released from this lifetime. That people can actually see when I do each year, they actually see every event in their life go before their eyes. I've had people who are very sensitive who can see it, and they're just amazed watching these different events for each year that they're hanging on to, not realizing it. So anything else? Let's see, Nancy has one.
We have just a very few minutes left for this evening's show. And I think we promised a ship healing, a brief one. So if we can fit that in, that would be great, just to cap off this evening of healings.
Okay. So we're going to go to the creation light ship. So if you have any pets or animals you'd like to bring with, just think of them. And they're going to be transported up right now. They're going to be there physically. And you're out of time, but you're there physically too, two places at once, we'll say. And you're selecting your doctor team. You just had your body scan, and now we're going into a room where they're going to release physical body pain from you. And request your healings. And we're going to also bring in the grace energy again down here to help you out with this trauma that you might be having. If anybody has trauma right now, this will take it away from them. So here comes the grace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And request your healings. And now we're going to go into another room here. We're going to go into the room where the beautiful swimming pool is. This is the liquid light energy water. And we're going to go into a room where they have the beautiful whales. And there's three whales there. And you're in this water right now, and they'll do healing work on you. And like I said, if you wish to put your hand out in front of you, maybe a foot in front of your body, this is what you're doing on the light ship right now as I'm talking, and you can actually touch and feel the presence of the whale skin. So just kind of move your hand back and forth, and you're going to notice that you're going to feel a pressure in front of you where your hand actually stops, okay? And that's where the whale is. So we're kind of merging these two different dimensions here at one time, if you want to use that terminology. And you're up there also doing this here. And again, request your healing. We're going to go into another location where they're going to help to work with your nervous system, central nervous system. So again, request healings. And we're going to go into a room which is going to enhance your immune system. So you may find your body increasing in temperature during this process here a little bit. And we're in this room right now. And we're going to go into one final room. We can be in many rooms at one time. And we're going to go into a room where they're going to work with our spine, our vertebrae. They can do ribcage adjustments, many, many things there. So, again, this is between you and them. And you want to request your healings inside of your head right now for what you want to have worked with here. And we'll be coming back in a few minutes here. So request your healings. You're in many rooms at one time, so if you have a problem, say maybe upset stomach, maybe you have a toothache, maybe you have a problem with your eyes watering, maybe you have a sinus infection, just whatever, maybe your throat sore, just ask for healings right now. We're going to this special room of your request right now, and the light beings will help you as much as they can.
Remember, Ron, can we bring some of the ship oxygen for people down here to experience in their rooms?
Oh, yes. Okay, we'll do that. So we'll bring in one of the oxygens. There's many up there. We'll bring in one right now that will be kind of a lighter oxygen. We sampled about, I think, probably maybe four the other night here on one of my conference calls. So here we go. This is an oxygen that everybody's going to love here. It's going to come in right now. So, and we're also in the oxygen rooms on the light ship right now having healing work done. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, this is great. Stronger. It's very, very. It's kind of like it's like the water we're drinking. Very, very fluid. Stronger, stronger, very light. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And how do you feel that, Sylvia? Feel light to you too?
Yeah, it's very, very. Wow, it just feels great. It feels like it's very uplifting and energizing and just, feels good.
Okay, so we're going to start to come back now. And we're collecting our animals and our pets, and we're in the transporter room, and they're placing around you this special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which you can utilize for further healings for the next 5 days. So definitely just keep requesting healings, and our animals and pets are joining us, and we're coming back down, and now we're here. So, we're back, and we'll have another show tomorrow night, if you wish to come on. It's on the daytime show, and it's at 9 o'clock my time. Back east, it would be midnight. And we'll do some more little sample healings and things. So we, you know, like to say, you know, blessings to all of you. And like I said, the most important thing you can do for yourself and your life is to have an emotional healing. And we'll probably do some sample healings tomorrow just to show you what it's like. So do you have anything to add before we sign off, Sylvia?
I wanted to say a special thanks to Nancy and to John for writing in with their questions tonight. And to everyone listening, I hope you are refreshed and relaxed and full of peace and grace and light. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And we'll be with you again tomorrow night. So good night, much love, and we look forward to tomorrow and seeing you again.
Yes, same here. And the light beam will be activated for the next half an hour or so. You can still request additional healing from this beautiful light beam from the light chip. So blessings to all of you, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.